Good morning, Chelveston Caldicott and Chelston Rise. It's Tuesday the 2nd of June, and this is Adrian Dale with the Daily Podcast. Well, yesterday's podcast led to some fascinating exchanges with a couple of residents who were just not happy with the government messaging. Melvin called me about the changes in rules for people who were shielding. He'd looked at the messages from Matt Hancock, as reported by various news outlets. But these were completely at odds with the letters that he and Rosemary had received from the NHS. The NHS letters were clear that lockdown would continue for them well into July and might even be extended beyond this. Melvin was cross. What should they make of the weekend messages from the government? They are intelligent and responsible people, but they have no clue whose guidance to follow. And other people have now received texts from the NHS saying they're no longer on the vulnerable list. Again, there's been no explanation for this, and their GPs know nothing about their change of status. I'm at a complete loss. Who indeed is correct? My advice is that we should take control of our own lives now. We need to manage our own health risks, because I suspect that the government is being driven by other agendas. James Bird also contacted me. He'd been surprised to see a coffee shop in Higham opening for business over the weekend. Of course, it was only for takeaways, but when I investigated, I found their whole chain had been advertising extensively for several days, encouraging people to go out and about to the beauty spots around their outlets. Now, you can't blame the entrepreneurs. They've got businesses to run and staff to employ. But is this really what the government intended as they released the lockdown slowly? James and I agreed that the worst decision was to announce the rule changes before the weekend. Giving people an inch allowed them to steal a yard, as the old proverb goes. And we all saw the madness that happened over the weekend as a result. Now, yesterday, some of the schools were allowed to reopen, but I searched hard for guidance and information on this. Some local authorities in the Northwest and the Northeast have categorically forbidden the reopening of schools. Infection levels in their area are just far too high. Northamptonshire County Council was a complete muddle, as usual. Yesterday, the latest information to parents was dated on the 15th of May. The web page pointed to guidance from the Department for Education, which was dated on the 24th of May. Their web page said it would be updated on the 1st of June, but it wasn't. I've checked the websites of all the local primary and infant schools. None have been updated, and none gave me useful information on school reopening all the precautions that schools had taken. Now, as the new lockdown rules came into effect yesterday, the legislation also changed. But how many people realise this? At 3 p.m. yesterday, a new statutory instrument apparently came into force. According to the BBC and the National College of Policing, it is now quite literally a crime to stay away from home overnight or to hold gatherings of more than 2 people indoors or 6 people outdoors, except in a limited number of circumstances. Now, let's be clear here. A law came into effect that was not debated in Parliament, and nor was it subject to public debate. The fights around the Magna Carta in 1215 were all about no legislation without representation. And I have to say that I was not properly represented when this law came into effect. My line has now finally been crossed. No matter what the emergency is, I will never agree to laws enacted on my behalf without due process. So frankly, this is shambolic from the top to the bottom. In this crisis, information is everything. Informed people can make informed and sensible decisions, and we cannot have laws imposed upon us without proper debate, no matter what the emergency. It's not surprising that the public is taking the law into its own hands if the law becomes an ass. Clearly, folks, we need to take control of our own destiny. We need to decide on the risks that we are prepared to take, and we need to manage our lives. The government's behaving like an ass and should not be dragging our laws down with it. So after much annoyance and frustration yesterday morning, compounded by a bearing exploding in my second mower, Rachel and I were delighted to meet with Neil Chambers at the Village Hall. Neil is our resident health and safety consultant, and he responded to my request for assistance in preparing the Village Hall COVID-19 safety plans. Well, it was just a breath of fresh air. People often say health and safety gone mad, but in this case, it was completely the opposite. We had sensible, informed discussions. He was pragmatic and knowledgeable, and he made us think. Fortunately, he supported our reopening plans, but he was able to suggest several ideas to improve on them. For example, he suggested a perspex screen across the top half of the serving hatch between the kitchen and the Village Hall. This will allow people in the kitchen to be distanced from the hall users, even though they're only 1 metre apart as they pick up their refreshments. He also advised us on the chemicals we need to use to disinfect services between sessions, and he suggested overnight fogging to fill the hall with a mist of antiviral spray. We'd not even heard of this, let alone considered it. So we're taking all his ideas on board, and indeed we've started to order the necessary equipment for this already. Neil's also agreed to review the church reopening plans as they emerge, so watch this space. So in the midst of government incompetence, there is actually an upside to this crisis. We've discovered the talent and expertise that we have on our doorstep. So all we need is a socially distancing hairdresser, and we'll all be sorted. Thank you.